38-year-old Army veteran Sergio Alfaro of Chicago used to walk down the street terrified anyone he passed might try to hurt him. The former combat medic has battled PTSD for years since coming home from Iraq. He was in a much better place at the start of this year, but Alfaro says the pandemic has caused some of that progress to unravel.
Now I have that sense of danger creeping back into my life again. I have to worry if, you know, the person standing next to me has COVID. You know, is that something I'm going to catch? Am I also going to be putting my family's life at risk as well?
Staying away from people may be the best way to avoid the virus, but it's also what's fueled Alfaro's depression. He says things many people take for granted, like making small talk with coworkers in the office or shaking hands with his therapist before an appointment, were important to his recovery.
It just helps me not to feel so alone.
And he's not alone. Alfaro's a member of the Wounded Warrior Project, a service organization for post-9/11 veterans. A recent survey found half the group's members said their mental and physical health had worsened because of COVID-19. Vice President of Program Operations Melanie Musso says a deeper analysis of the results found warriors with PTSD were three times more likely to struggle. She says it makes sense, with the pandemic causing disruptions in care, financial instability, and disconnect from loved ones for many.
It's a perfect storm as far as really creating that environment that can increase the display of the symptoms, the severity of the symptoms.
For some veterans, the pandemic has been a wake-up call. Tampa resident Roberto Cruz is golfing for the first time in months. Since recovering from temporary paralysis after getting shot in Iraq, he typically hit the links with other vets. These days, he usually plays alone.
I mean, I'm not great, but just being up there, being able to do something by myself still, it's an amazing feeling. It makes me feel like I'm fine.
Cruz says for more than a decade, he brushed off suggestions from his veteran friends and family members that he address the invisible wounds of war, pointing to the scars on his arm where the bullet hit as proof of his only injury. But then Cruz got sick with COVID-19 in July and spent weeks in isolation, fearing for his life once again.
It was the worst time of my life. And when you're there by yourself and your minds are going to different places that hasn't been in forever, to make me realize and understand that I was mentally ill too. And now I took that huge step that I've never wanted to take and accept, but I accepted that I needed help.
Cruz recovered from the virus and entered a PTSD treatment program. He admits it's a tough time to start therapy. All of his appointments so far have been virtual. Both he and Sergio Alfaro say it's just not the same to get care on video chat or over the phone. Still, they say having any sort of connection is what's helping them get through this pandemic. Cruz says he's already made great strides in just a few months.
I feel like it's a new reborn, a new me. I feel very positive now about my life and the future. I'm more calm. I'm more peaceful. I'm finding the peace that I've been searching for.
As the pandemic surges, Sergio Alfaro and Roberto Cruz say they're focused on spending time with family and keeping up with treatment. Alfaro's also volunteering to help other struggling vets, and Cruz is working on his golf swing, both to maintain his game and his mental health. I'm Stephanie Colombini in Tampa.